Terror's Advocate is a new documentary in theaters by filmmaker Barbe Schroeder, who made Idi Amin Dada, Barfly, and most notably Reversal of Fortune, which won Jeremy Irons an Oscar for his portrayal of Klaus von Bülow. The new documentary is about a French lawyer who has made his name defending internationally reviled figures. Our critic John Power says that the film offers a look into the many forms of evil.
Everything has a moral, says the Duchess in Alice in Wonderland, if only you can find it. This could almost be a review of Terror's Advocate, a sprawling but riveting new documentary about one of the world's most notorious lawyers, Jacques Vergès. Over the years, the flamboyant cigar-smoking Vergès has defended the likes of Klaus Barbie, the Nazi known as the Butcher of Lyon, the sociopathic terrorist Carlos the Jackal, Serbian dictator Slobodan Milosevic, Holocaust denier Roger Garodi, that fine fellow Saddam Hussein, and various other clients who are euphemistically called controversial. As it happens, Vergès started off rather admirably. Born of a French colonial father and a Vietnamese mother, he was raised on Reunion, a small island east of Madagascar, where he was instilled with a lifelong rage at being looked down on by the pure-blooded French. Still, during World War II, he went to Europe to fight against the fascists, staying on to become a lawyer and an organizer against colonialism. He first became well-known during Algeria's struggle for independence from France, when he defended Algerian terrorists by arguing that they were merely doing what the French resistance had done against the Nazis. Along the way, he married one of his clients, Jamila Bouhirid, the model for the young woman bomber in the film Battle of Algiers. All this made Vergès something of a third-world hero. He even converted to Islam. But he's one elusive cat, and he soon abandoned his wife and child, disappearing for 8 years. Was he in Cambodia with his old comrade Pol Pot, the mass murderer he would later defend? Was he hanging out with Palestinian terrorists? Was he hooked up with Swiss Nazis or Congolese gangsters? Or was he really, as some suspect, a French secret agent? It's all murky. But when he reappeared and resumed his legal career, he remained mysterious even to those closest to him. Here, his Yugoslav girlfriend recalls a typical Vergès maneuver.
He had a very simple life. That's how he continued living in Paris. At the beginning. And then suddenly, he bought a full house of furniture. When he moved from Montmartre to Notre-Dame-des-Champs, it was a very big apartment, a huge, beautiful apartment. One day I came, it was full of furniture, big rugs, tapestry on the walls, old antique furniture.
Terror's Advocate was made by Barbe Schroeder, whose whole career displays a fascination with those who live outside the normal rules, be it the scabrous writer Charles Bukowski, murder suspect Klaus von Bülow, or Uganda's psychopathic dictator Idi Amin. Vergès is the slipperiest of the lot, and Schroeder knows better than to expect the truth from direct questions. Instead, the film takes us from witness to witness, country to country, slowly revealing how Vergès always appears linked to forces of international terrorism, with a special fondness for causes that are virulently anti-Semitic. In the process, he emerges as a genuinely brilliant provocateur. They asked if I'd defend Hitler, he tells Schroeder. I said I'd even defend Bush, but only if he pled guilty. Joking aside, Vergès is no clown, and his legal work reveals the unsavory side of our belief that every accused person deserves the best possible defense. He specializes in a form of moral jujitsu that flips a trial from being about the guilt of his clients to the culpability of a society that tries others for something it's guilty of itself. Thus, in defending Barbie, he argued that this barbarous Gestapo boss had merely done in France what France did in its own colonies. And although this is specious, Barbie was still guilty of crimes against humanity, it's not altogether wrong. The moral Vergès finds in such a story is nearly always the hypocrisy of nations holding others to enlightened values that they themselves routinely betray, which is one reason we must pay close attention to his sophistries. They force us to sharpen our own ways of thinking about terror and justice, about whether the civilian deaths caused by the Iraq War are morally different to the deaths ordered by Saddam. Not that Vergès cares what we do. The movie shows him to be a very happy man. The terror business has clearly been good to him. He lives in material comfort, skates across the world's front pages, and is terror's top lawyer. He uses his cases to exact his revenge on the France and the West that once treated him as a third-world inferior. Beaming with self-satisfaction, he spends the movie quoting his own best lines and boasting how he's flummoxed opposing lawyers. He denies backing international terrorists, but his smile makes it clear that he likes us to think that of course he does, but that he's also too sharp to ever get caught. The smartest snake on the block, Jacques Vergès is the kind of enthrallingly sinister figure who makes every lawyer joke you've ever heard seem preeminently fair.
John Powers is film critic for Vogue. He reviewed the new documentary, Terror's Advocate. You can download podcasts of our show by going to our website, freshair.npr.org.